English has been used as either an official language or a lingua franca in much of Africa since British colonists arrived there in large numbers in the 19th century. In some African countries, a significant percentage of the population already speak English as their first language. In South Africa, for example, the number of native English speakers is approximately 10%. But it's important to remember that in Africa, English is just one small part of a complex linguistic story. Some linguists estimate that as many as 1,500 to 2,000 languages are spoken in Africa. The vast majority of these fall into one of four main African language groups. The few European languages spoken, like English, are very recent arrivals. With so many language possibilities, it's natural that most people living in Africa speak more than one language, and many speak three, four, or more. Using a lingua franca like English or Swahili can be a practical option, but it does put Africa's language diversity at risk. Some of the smaller African languages are now in danger of disappearing, as people switch to languages, including English, that are understood more widely. British settlers first arrived in Africa in the late 18th century, and their influence grew during the 19th century as they took control of African territories. The English language was often imposed on local people as a language of imperial power. The British colonists, mostly farmers, missionaries, and miners, occupied territory and changed African place names. For example, the territory which is now known as Zimbabwe was named Rhodesia after British imperialist Cecil Rhodes. The languages of other European colonists, the French, the Portuguese, and especially the Dutch, became part of Africa's language story too. The Afrikaans language, which developed out of Dutch, is still widely spoken in South Africa. If you're able to speak three or four languages, why would you stick to one? The rich language heritage of Africa makes it natural to switch between languages, a phenomenon known as code switching, mixing words from different languages in the same sentence. Companies sometimes mix English with other languages to make their advertising campaigns more effective and attract a wider audience. For example, when advertising one of its phones in South Africa, Samsung mixed Afrikaans and English in the slogan, "Die Schoonheit is in die Detail," meaning "the beauty is in the detail." Code switching works especially well between English and Afrikaans because the languages are quite similar. Nelson Mandela talked of South Africa as a rainbow nation with a mix of colours and cultures. And the country has a rainbow of languages too. English is an official language of South Africa, but there are 10 more. Zulu and Xhosa are the most widely spoken as a first language, followed by Afrikaans and only then English.